Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Queer Mountaineers. I'm your host, Kayla Gagnon. Before today's episode, I wanted to address recent incidents of police violence against Black individuals. On the same day that George Floyd's murderer, Derek Chauvin, was convicted, the Columbus police shot and killed 16-year-old Micaiah Bryant after she called them for help. And a few days before, Dante Wright was killed during a traffic stop not too far from where Derek Chauvin's trial was being held. While this guilty verdict is excellent news, one act of accountability is not enough to undo centuries of white supremacy that has been built into our law enforcement. So, make sure that you're signing petitions, showing up in the streets, and if you can, donate to organizations and to the families of the victims of police violence. The work is not done. We'll return to this episode after this ad break. This week's episode, I spoke with artist Liz Pavlovic, who's best known for her cartoonish illustrations of West Virginia cryptids like the Flatwood Monster and Mothman. We chatted about her inspiration for her art and the sudden interest in cryptids in popular culture. I've included her social media and her Etsy shop in the description for this episode, so make sure you check that out. Now, let's hear from Liz. You're best known for your illustrations of West Virginia cryptids like Mothman and all of them. I'm just curious, how long have you been doing these sort of illustrations?
I guess since about 2017 was when I started doing like the West Virginia cryptid stuff, specifically after going to Mothman Festival.
I always wanted to go. That sounds like so much fun. It's Point Pleasant, fun. Right?
Yeah, it's a great time.
I've seen a lot of pictures from it. Actually, I think I edited a video about Mothman, a lot of footage from the Mothman Festival. Just like a good time.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So what kind of got you interested in, you know, doing these illustrations of these creatures from West Virginia folklore?
I guess, I've been kind of interested in like aliens and monsters since I was a kid. And then going to the festival in 2017, I realized like how many, just kind of like how there is a cryptid scene and how many of them are in West Virginia, learn more about Flatwoods Monster and stuff. And just thought it was super interesting that we have so many in the state. And I just enjoy learning about them myself. And then, like I said, kind of discovered there's a whole scene of people that are really into cryptids and cryptozoology. I just had a lot of fun doing the art and doing the pens, and people seemed really into it. And I guess Mothman's become like more and more popular in the past few years.
There's a lot of memes. I see a lot of like memes and like, you know, all that stuff online. And just overall, like people like, people jokingly referring to, like, say, I identify as a cryptid, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I'm curious, why do you think that like this sudden surge in popularity about like cryptozoology and Mothman kind of happened?
I don't know. People ask me about that, and I always like to hear other people's opinions too on that, because the timing of it was all interesting to me. As far as like stuff in Appalachia and state, I think people are starting to like appreciate more like what makes us unique in West Virginia and in Appalachia and everything, and kind of like celebrating those like underdog things or weird things. And I know, of course, like creepy weird stuff is becoming more popular now with podcasts and shows and stuff. So I think some combination of those things maybe, but I don't know, it is really interesting to me to see it take off.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it used to get like, you know, like Mothman, from what I've learned about it, like kind of happened during a very kind of tumultuous time in American history. It kind of seemed as like a harbor of doom, you know, kind of thing. And now today he's marching a little pride parade with their cryptids on like some of the merchandise that you do.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Yeah, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was just, especially like how he and other cryptids have been kind of like embraced by the queer community is super cool to me, but like fascinating. Like, I don't know. It's really, it's interesting to me that happened.
Absolutely. They've seen like the, you know, the Mothman is gay and, you know, right? Or, you know, like, especially I love your Mothman, like with the pride flag. From Morgantown Pride. I loved it. It's on my jean jacket. I wish I thought to wear it today. Oh my goodness. But I have both I have the regular Mothman and the awesome. Pride Mothman. So cute. I'm cute. So obviously he used to be this scary monster, and now he's, you know, drinking coffee with like friends and stuff like that. What do you think kind of helped make that transition from like scary monster to, you know, he's one of us kind of thing?
I mean, that was like definitely something I wanted to try to do when I started drawing the cryptids and stuff, because I did see some like fun cartoony kind of representations of him and some of them at the festival the first time I went, but the majority of them, definitely like including the statue and stuff, are all, you know, very masculine, and or like scary looking. And I'm really into just cartoons and like more silly stuff and like everyday anime kind of that stuff. So I wanted to do a version like that, and just have him doing kind of everyday people things. But yeah, it's been fun to see like more and more cute versions of him pop up.
Yeah, I love the it's a cute cartoon style. I was kind of curious what some of your like inspirations were for doing it in the cartoony style for these cryptids.
I guess, I mean, yeah, I just always loved like all kinds of cartoons. Like Bugs Bunny was a thing that I loved as a kid. I think just kind of like the way he was drawn, his attitude and stuff. But I'm into all kinds of things. I mean, there's like The Tick. I love Adventure Time. That's definitely a huge inspiration for me, but really just all kinds of stuff and mixing them together.
You mentioned before how these cryptids and other creepy crawlies are, you know, kind of becoming popular within the queer community. Why do you think that is?
You know, again, I find it interesting, like something that I still kind of wonder about and thought about. Again, maybe it's just kind of that they're like underdogs in some sense, and people can relate to that. And I think maybe even bigger than that, and one of the things I try to do with my cryptids, especially Mothman and the Flatwoods Monster, is they can kind of be any gender. You can relate to them as any gender or orientation that you want, kind of, and see yourself reflected in them, I think, how you want. So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, especially since like these cryptids were always like you know how kind of similarity how people like queer people have been viewed in history, like as monsters, as these freaks and things like that. So that does make sense for queer folks to kind of, you know, take these figures of folklore and make them into our heroes, right? Really.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, do you have a favorite cryptid that you like to draw, or a favorite like story from the cryptids?
I mean, Mothman is probably my favorite. It's probably obvious, but you know, I have fun drawing all of them. I guess Mothman and Flatwoods are my favorite, though.
There's like a lot of different cryptids in West Virginia. I can't even keep up with all of them. There's Mothman, there's Flatwoods Monster, and those are the only two that I know about. So they tend to get more of the attention. I know you draw other ones. Do you want to like talk a little about the other ones?
So those are definitely like the most well-known. And then there's also Grafton Monster, who's just been getting more attention recently, I think partially because he was also featured in the Fallout 76 video game, which was all like hilarious when that came out too. But he was only seen one time in Grafton, kind of a big gray refrigerator blob monster thing. There's Sheep Squatch, who's kind of like, I mean, obvious from the name, I guess, like a Bigfoot Sasquatch character mixed with a sheep, and also has a possum tail. And he has been seen in like mostly southern West Virginia. And there's Bat Boy. If you consider him a real cryptid, he's mostly just kind of made up by tabloids and stuff, but he's technically from the state. And who else is there? I'm forgetting right now. There's Snarly Owl. It's like a black dog that's seen more in like the Northeast and like the Panhandle. Snallygaster, also seen kind of like the Maryland border area. I'm probably forgetting some right now. Veggie Man, Vegetable Man from Vermont.
I have never heard of that. All the other ones I've heard like a little bit about, but Veggie Man, that sounds like someone, sounds like honestly like my parents trying to get me to eat vegetables as a kid. I hated that.
Yeah, it does. The story behind it's pretty fun to read. I think like a farmer saw him and he has like needle things on his fingers he tries to like suck people's blood with, apparently. I don't know. Pretty creepy.
That's definitely got to be interesting with the Veggie Man drawing that, trying to make that into, you know, something not quite as creepy. Though maybe a little bit creepy.
Yeah, there, yeah. He's on the border of creepy and cute, I think, but yeah.
Needle fingers. That's got to be so. That's got to be something that's got to be interesting drawing that.
Yeah.
just like, I mean, what is it with like all of these like creatures like setting, you know, setting up shop in West Virginia? Like, do other, like, I wonder if any other Appalachian states have any like, you know, monsters like we do.
Right. Yeah. I know there are some in Kentucky for sure. I mean, all the states I think have some unique ones, but West Virginia is, I think, kind of seen as like a cryptid hotbed or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, there are things known as like window areas where more stuff is seen than in other spots as far as like cryptids and stuff. So I don't know why West Virginia. I mean, maybe because it's, you know, there are pockets of where it's not as populated and it's kind of easy to be like hidden in the haulers and such.
That makes sense. I was gonna ask you, you know, like what I was about to ask, if it, what was so appealing about West Virginia. Maybe they like pepperoni rolls too.
True,
you know.
True. Yeah, maybe that's it.
I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense. But yeah, like cryptids are definitely starting to come into pop culture a lot more with the memes and, you know, Fallout 76, like you mentioned. I totally forgot about that. Like,
yeah,
you know, I got my brother into interested in Mothman. Like my friends who have never been to West Virginia, yeah. You know, want to go to the Mothman Festival because they adore Mothman.
Nice.
Like,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's hilarious how like widespread Mothman is.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think it's even a TikTok sound, random thought, mm-hmm. Sorry. But, you know, you mentioned before we started recording that you like to use your art, like your, you know, your Etsy shop and things like that to help raise proceeds for organizations. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yeah. So I do try to like raise awareness and raise funds for causes and stuff when I can. So I've done like a West Virginia Pride sticker and the West Virginia Black Lives Matter sticker. I think I did that in 2000, both of those in 2019, but I've been donating like every batch of 100 that I sell, a certain portion of proceeds to different charities and causes and stuff from those, like the National Black Farmers Association and then ACLU West Virginia and Fairness West Virginia for like the Pride stickers, who could definitely use our help or anyone's help right now, I think, with all the crazy like legislative stuff going on.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I remember seeing the Black Lives Matter design that you drew, and it's awesome.
Oh,
I also think that your work's also in the Morgantown Brewing Company, if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, I did their logo, and I've done a bunch of design stuff for them. I do all their beer can art, which is super fun.
It looks like fun. I've seen some of the pictures. But yeah, so what do you hope to accomplish, you know, with your art?
That's a good question. I mean,
big open-ended question.
You know, I mean, generally just creating stuff that other people enjoy and relate to is a big part of what I enjoy doing. Yeah, and then stuff that I think, you know, represents West Virginia in a good light, maybe a different light, a more fun, like unique way than some people that, you know, aren't from here have seen it in and stuff like that.
Yeah, especially because, like, you know, West Virginia and Appalachia as a whole, you know, gets some rough media representations. So, you know, right. Hey, if some cute illustrations of the you know, the creepy crawlies of West Virginia, yeah. You know, can help.
Yeah.
That makes it cool.
Yeah, do some PR through the cryptids and the food and stuff here.
Exactly. Well, I mean, your work has been pretty well received, if I do say so myself. I keep seeing you every other like thing about Appalachia. You know, 100 Days in Appalachia featured your work. You know, I think you just won a visual arts award from Appodlachia.
Yeah.
I hope I pronounced that right. Yeah. But really cool Appalachian podcast for those who haven't listened to it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, how's that been, kind of getting this sort of, you know, this interest in your work and you know, your art?
It's been really awesome. I mean, definitely like a little bit overwhelming at times, but very like humbling, and I'm super grateful for all the support, of course. And yeah, it's just been awesome getting to like collaborate with different folks on stuff, and like the Appalachia guys and you know, Blanco, and just all kinds of things like in state and in the region. It's super fun.
Absolutely, sounds like it. So where are some of the places that we can find your work? I believe you have an Etsy shop, that's right?
Yeah, I have most of my stuff's in my Etsy store. And then I do have a Threadless store too, where you can get sort of like different designs on like, you know, all kinds of shirts, different colors and stuff, made to order, whatever you want to call it. And then I do have some stuff in physical stores, like in Morgantown and Hoot and Howl, Earth Magic, the Co-op. There's a few places in Charleston that have my stuff too. And I have them listed on my Facebook design page, but yeah.
Awesome. And I know I've probably thoroughly exhausted the cryptid work that you're doing. I'm pretty sure you've probably gotten a bunch of different interviews about this. I appreciate you talking about it once more with me with all your cryptid art, which is fantastic. Is there other, like do you have other projects that you're working on at this time?
As far as cryptid stuff or just anything?
It doesn't have to be cryptid, anything you're working on at the moment.
yeah, I'm working on a bunch of stuff right now. I have an upcoming mural in Charleston that I'm going to do this spring. It's like one of the pillar murals that they've had like a bunch of different artists do, so that's really exciting. And then I'm working on a really cool like collaborative animation project right now that I'll hopefully get to announce more about soon, and probably gonna do like a book project before too long. But yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on, and trying to keep up like doing new pins and stuff as well, and stickers and all that.
Absolutely. And I'll make sure to link the sites that you mentioned, the Threadless store and the Etsy, so that way people can go check out and, you know, purchase from your stores.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Is there anything else you'd like to promote before we sign off? Or anything else you'd like to add that I forgot to ask about? Because I do that.
No, I mean, those are all great questions. I don't think so. But yeah, it was like awesome talking to you. And yeah, I really appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I meant to ask, where can we follow you and your work? Because I know you mentioned a Facebook page.
Oh yeah, I have a Facebook page under Liz Pavlovic Design, and then Instagram is where I probably like update stuff the most, and that's Keep On Creeping On.
Love that name, by the way. That's such a cute name. It's like I always called your store Keep On Creeping On, but that's not the name of your Etsy store, though.
It was taken. It would have been. It's Liz Pavlovic.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay, I'll make sure people know that. I was very tempted to refer to it as Keep On Creeping On. I'm like, I don't think that's the case. I know it's her Instagram.
It'll probably come up if you Google that with Etsy or something, I would hope, but yeah.
Live is like, I remember, you'll have also one that's like Live, Laugh, Lurk,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, that's the main like Mothman design that went everywhere.
love it. Well, thank you so much again, Liz, for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. You know, everyone who's listening, make sure you go follow her work and check out her Etsy and Threadless stores. The links will be in the description for this episode, and that's it. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
Liz,
thank you.
Have a great rest. Thank you again to Liz Pavlovic for being on the show. Make sure you check out Liz's online shops and follow her on social media and support her work. All of that is linked in the description of this episode, so go check that out. I also included links to donate to Dante Wright and George Floyd's families, so please donate to those funds if you are able to. And if you like what you're hearing, follow the Queer Mountaineers podcast on Instagram at Queer Mountaineers Podcast, Twitter on Queer Ears Pod, ears is spelled with two E's, and on Facebook. Thank you all again for listening this week. Once again, I'm your host, Kayla Gagnon, and this has been Queer Mountaineers. See you all next time.